SBS Filipino.
Kasama ko ngayon si Leisha Murphy, isa sa tatlong manunulat na bumuo ng koleksyon ng mga sanaysay o tula at tula na pinamagatang tula. Magandang araw, Leisha.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Salamat sa panahon mo.
No, thank you for having me.
Tula. Ito ay koleksyon ng mga tula at sanaysay na binuo ninyong tatlong magkakaibigan?
Yeah. I guess it's been a year-long project that we've been working on, but I guess individually we've been writing these pieces for over 10 years, I suppose, collectively. So it's just been a really nice way of pulling all that together and creating this project with friends that I've had since I was a kid, really.
Ang tula ay tungkol sa mga karanasan ninyo, ninyong tatlong kababaihan.
Yeah, that's right. I guess it's what personally I kind of brought my friends together around this because I'm really passionate about writing and poetry, and I think it's an important way of sharing stories and experiences. And I think the Filipina experience is quite new in Australia as well, and I think we have an important voice, and I really thought that that was something that was worth sharing. I'm also really passionate about the survival experience of women who have experienced violence and abuse in relationships or in their families. So it was, I guess bringing those two passions together and seeing what we could do to raise awareness about, the issue of violence against women, but also the Filipina experience, which I guess is really different and unique. And
so yung tula ay mga pagsanaysay o paglagay ninyo sa papel ng mga naging karanasan ninyo.
Mm-hmm.
Iba't ibang karanasan ninyo, kaugnay ng karahasan?
I guess, not necessarily. So there's three of us, but I suppose one in three, and I'm the one, has had like experience of violence like through childhood, which mirrors the statistics in Australia and also around the world at the moment, that one in three women would have experienced violence in her lifetime that was perpetrated by a man. So again, that was another reason why we wanted to sort of raise the profile of that statistic and like through the Tula like project maybe help to change that story.
Naging mahirap ba para sa'yo o madali na lagyan ng salita yung mga naramdaman mo?
No, it's not been easy. And for me personally, like I had to, go through therapy and counselling for, as an adult to sort of come to terms with what had happened. But I think like it is really important to take that first step to acknowledge that that's your experience and to own your experience, because otherwise you will never heal. And writing's always been a bit of a vehicle for me to put my feelings out and to sort of process that, and it has helped my healing. So that's why I'm really encouraging other people to write and share their stories. We're not, published or well-known writers, but it's just about, expressing yourself and just helping to understand what it is that's inside you.
Nabanggit mo yung salitang healing o paggaling. Paano nakatulong yung pagsusulat sa yung paglalakbay patungo sa mas mabuting kalagayan?
I think like for yourself, it's important to, make sense of your experience and what's going on inside you. But then I think writing is also a way that you can communicate that with others and help other people understand. That's why I guess we decided early on when we were doing this project that we were going to raise the money that we made through the selling of the books towards an organisation that helps other women and empowers other women as well. So, I think writing's got a really therapeutic power, and that's why, I think it's a really good form for survivors as well, because often you can hide behind those words as well. You're not necessarily speaking out loud, but your words speak for you.
Mayroong mga tula dito o sanaysay na inilaan mo, kung ako nagkakamali, para pagbigay-pugay kay Max sa iyong ina at sa iyong lola.
Yeah. Well, my lola as well, like I think I come from like a long line of women that have had some very challenging experiences and some really tough lives. So they've always been survivors. Like at first I was really disempowered when I heard about the experiences that my grandma and my great-grandmother had faced. But now I know that I come from a long line of survivors and, you know, rather than focusing on the negatives of what they experienced. And that's what I'm able to pass on now to Max, who is, my son. That's cooking away in my belly at the moment and is due in a couple of weeks. So, yeah, it's a good way, I guess, of documenting, like, my family history and passing that on to him.
And your mother?
Yeah, so my mum, again, is, you know, part of that lineage of, like, women who have inspired me and, you know, and have not always had the best opportunities, but they keep on fighting, yes. I guess.
And you described her as your first love.
Yeah. Well, she is, and she's always, like, it's always been mum and me, like, from the very beginning. She was, like, a single mum at a very young age, so I know how hard that must have been, especially in the Philippines. She is. She's my first love and probably my last love.
So, ang koleksyon na ito ay maaaring mabasa ng kahit na sino?
Yeah.
Sa pamamagitan ng inyong mga libro, ihalalaan kayo ng pondo o nagpa-fundraise kayo para tumulong sa mga kapwa niyong kababaihan.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's not very sophisticated at the moment. We didn't sort of set up a website to where you can order the books, but you can contact me on my Instagram page, which is Leisha_Penn_Murphy. And all the proceeds are going towards an organisation called Her Space, so H-E-R Space, and it's an Australian-based or Victorian-based organisation that works with women who have been sexually exploited, and they help women to sort of reach their recovery and healing. So far we've raised $1,600 from the sales, and we're just organising the second print of the books because we've ran out now.
Wow, congratulations!
Yeah, thank you.
So, ang mga tula na nagbigay ng pagkakataon sa iyong maghilom ay magbibigay naman ng pagkakataong makatulong sa mga ibang kababaihan na nakaranas rin ng karahasan.
That's what we're hoping. So, we're already really thankful for everyone that's bought a copy of the book because obviously it's going to make a difference in another woman or another girl's life.
Maraming salamat, Leisha Murphy, at maraming salamat sa pagbahagi ng kwento mo.
Thank you so much.
Ibahagi ang inyong saloobin, ilike ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook o sundan kami sa Twitter sa @SBS Filipino.